This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to our truck drivers, our men and women out there driving trucks, thanks so very much for doing what you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, where if you can't hear us any other place, you can hear us on that website. There's a listen live button right there at the top of the page. You'll see it, click on it, and you're there. All right, joining us right now, hour number two, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Now, CNN right now is confronting another major Cuomo problem that could have a lasting impact. You know what it is?
Well, I think it has something to do with what the other host with the same last name.
Fredo is going to present a problem, and a lot of people are going, hey, man, he covered up for the guy, and he didn't say this, and he didn't say that. This isn't good, and we are sitting on a hot seat right now and could be held accountable for some of the stuff that took place.
Well, sure. Even just early on, even during the beginnings of the COVID crisis and so forth, you know, when Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo were sort of yucking it up on his program, I don't think that really played very well. It wasn't time to be laughing and joking about COVID tests and so forth. But also, it looks like the Cuomo program on CNN might be having an issue now with female viewers.
Yeah, and ratings.
And ratings, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Now, California, and you live in California, right?
Right.
It's requiring their teachers there to get the COVID vaccine or to be tested weekly. They will be the first state in the United States to do so. And I hear there's a big stink going on about that.
Well, yes, of course. And so this, again, comes down at a time when the state's governor is undergoing a recall election. I think that this is weighing heavily upon him. For example, I think he's been getting a little perturbed lately. But generally speaking, yes, this is one of those things that in California I think is going to play into the recall by having a mandate like this.
Well, and there was a black mother who filed a complaint after the black school principal that her child went to was separating the students by race, blacks over here, whites over there, and they were teaching them in a segregated manner.
You know, Captain, to do such a thing, it seems like everything that our country went through, especially in the 1960s with civil rights, ending segregation, a lot of what we went through to try to stop these kinds of things. Now people are trying to bring it back, but it just goes to show, Captain, just how deep and far this kind of mentality is going. It's an alien philosophy now. It really, truly is, and it's very sad.
Well, here's the deal. This was a black principal doing this.
Right.
Now, do you know what state this was in?
It's Georgia, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, Georgia of all places.
Yeah.
Georgia. Who does that?
Well, exactly. You know, Captain, it's so unfortunate. Our young people and small kids, you know, school-age kids, are being now somehow brought up with this notion of all this racial division, and yes, I'll say race hatred is being foisted upon them. This is doing damage to all of our young people. It's not fair. It's not right. It needs to stop.
Now, Joe Biden met with some governors, mayors, state and local officials to discuss the infrastructure plan. And along the way, who do you think's getting the preferential treatment?
Well, would it be Democrat governors?
The blue states. The blue states.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. The Republicans sat there and that were on the call and pretty much behaved themselves while the Democrats were being asked all kinds of questions and given the opportunity to say, well, we need this, this, and this. And they were basically told back, okay, well, you'll get what you need. And the Republicans were pretty much kept quiet.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, but the Democrats see it as a grab bag of whatever you want, you know, and it's going to be, it's money like you wouldn't believe. And it's just going to continue to be created out of some source, you know, as it were. And it's going to be a never ending gravy train. That's how they look at it. The Republican governors, I think, are going to have a much different perspective. And that is, wait a minute, what about debt? What about just creating the atmosphere for our people to thrive?
Okay, well, what about we're going to break?
Yeah.
All right, you hang on there, Kyle. And we are going to take a break. And when we come back, more of the Captain's America Third Watch. We've got plenty more to talk about here. No shortage of subjects tonight, I'll tell you. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Why shot good? Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You betcha. Don't forget you can catch Mark Walters and his monster cast, Armed American Radio, Sunday nights right here on many of these same stations all across the country. And occasionally I'm on the program. I'm not on this week, but you never know. You never know. So keep listening, and we'll tell you when we're over there, so that you can tune in and listen to what we talk about, all about guns and gun safety and gun rights. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell has got a tremendous special going on right now because of the FrankSpeech.com symposium that's going on right now. He's got the Giza sheets on sale right now, 50% off, 50% off. Now, that's a tremendous deal, because the sheets have been fairly expensive because of the fact they come from Egypt and they're very specialized material and whatnot. But they're available in solids and stripes when it comes to the colors, an assortment of colors, and you can check them out by going over to MyPillow.com and going on to the website and finding the Giza sheets that are there. Or you can go to FrankSpeech.com. But in either case, to get on the website, especially Frank Speech, you got to use the promo code CAPTAIN to get you there. Okay, so CAPTAIN gets you on the website, gets you to the page where you need to be. Over on MyPillow.com, you use the promo code CAPTAIN to get in and take a look at the catalog end of the store that's there that he has on the website. Now, the phone number, if you want to call him at any time, is 800-641-5459. That number, again, is 800-641-5459. Give him a call. But the Giza sheets are on sale. It is the sale of the year. Save 50% on the Giza sheets. Get yourself one whale of a deal. And those sheets, I'm telling you, that's something I don't have. I am going to order them because of the fact that I just saw they're 50% off. But use the promo code, and that'll get you that price. Okay. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, before we move on, I got to talk a little bit more about this tropical depression, Fred, which was a storm, but it's going to be a storm again soon. Now, beginning today, heavy rainfall could lead to a real urban and small stream flooding problem and possible rapid river rises across southern Florida. Now, that's going to spread to the central part of Florida and then eventually the northern part of Florida. Heavy rainfall associated with Fred will impact the remainder of Florida and parts of the southeast this weekend and into next week. Now, there's a risk of tropical storm conditions beginning early Saturday, probably in the Florida Keys and then coming up the west side of Florida. The tropical force winds now are out 60 miles, and that band of rain, that heavy band of rain, is in that group of winds. So if that thing is 30 miles offshore, you know the drill. We're going to get. And it looks like, Kyle, this storm is going to hug the coastline.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, now the last storm we had stayed further out to sea, but this one here looks like it's going to hug the coastline because the conditions are favorable to have it do that with the weather that's out there forcing it towards the coastline.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Exactly. And again, if it can be weakened a little bit, or if it strengthens by getting out over water.
Yep. And South Florida, you're going to start to feel it tomorrow morning, and then during the course of the day, it'll move up to the north and be around until Saturday, certainly. So there you go. Now, going back to our stories here. The media's coronavirus hypocrisy has been on display as it's been downplaying the Obama-palooza event that he had over there in the Hamptons and just raising holy hell with what took place at Sturgis with the motorcycles.
Well, of course. I mean, you can't really even, really overemphasize the difference of how the approaches are to these two different things. Because it's Obama, he's having a big party, it's celebrities, it's who's who, this kind of thing. Oh, it's all going to be a lot of fun. And they, Captain, they scaled it back a little bit, to try to make sure they're not doing too COVID-y over there. But for Sturgis, because it's pretty much going to be conservative folks, let's say, patriots and so forth, that could be a super spreader event.
Well, they said all of that about Sturgis last year, and it didn't happen.
Right.
And they were wrong.
Well, of course, yeah.
And they're going to be wrong again.
Well, exactly. But the issue with the Obama thing is that, is this the right time to do it? Are we really out of the pandemic? According to the Biden administration, we're not. They're still trying to get people good to get the vaccine, et cetera,
well,
et cetera.
Let me just stop you right there for a second and tell you that Biden can't stop lying. So to believe Joe Biden about anything, do that at your own risk.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course. But again, also the media loves Obama. They love all things Obama. And to have an Obama story they could go and cover and do that kind of thing all over again, they loved it.
Now, Senator Ted Cruz has blocked the State Department nominees. He cited the fact that Joe Biden's administration was in open defiance of the Congress that they talked about, that they knew that they were wrong, but they were doing it anyway just to see how long they could get away with all their stuff that they're doing.
Well, right, and he's also tying it to the Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And so they're going to continue to block these nominees.
Now, we were energy self-sufficient. We had gasoline when Joe Biden came in at $1.87 a gallon right here in my backyard. Yesterday, the prices were down again a little bit. Some of it was $2.92, $2.93, $2.94, $2.95, but a lot of it was over $3 a gallon. What part of the word screwed, blued, and tattooed don't the people understand here?
Well, it's just unbelievable with the amount of price increases that we've seen just in the recent days is really overwhelming. And the price of gas, Captain, will continue to have a major deleterious effect, obviously, on prices and people being able to just go get stuff at the store.
Yeah. Now, a state Supreme Court refused to review a judge's order to hire 730 more police officers. Do you know where that was?
Minnesota, I believe. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So Minnesota, the cops are in.
Yep.
And they somebody was trying to get them to not do that.
Well, it precisely. And, of course, what we've seen, especially with the events in Minnesota and the defund the police issues, they saw firsthand exactly what happens when you either defund the police or don't support them to the point where many police officers simply either move or retire.
By the way, I believe after what I saw Laura Ingraham do to Joe Biden last night with a lot of the things that he'd been talking about for the past several days,
mm-hmm.
I believe Joe Biden is a pathological liar.
Well, I think he's come up through the ranks like that, you know, and that's his sort of his default position, you know. He has his shtick, as it were. But now, of course, coupled with whatever's going on with Joe Biden, I think it exacerbates it, makes it worse, and mm-hmm. it continues to weaken us around the world.
Now, did you hear what happened again yesterday with the CDC in the state of Florida?
Well, looks like they didn't get the message about don't fudge the numbers.
They did it again.
Yeah.
They did it again. They turned around and they put a bunch of numbers out about Florida, talking about, well, the pandemic is out of control in Florida, this, that, and the other. And again, our people had to say, okay, boys, here's the tweet. You're wrong. Here's the number. It's wrong. Change it.
Well, again, you know, the whole idea is that anything going on in Florida has to be attacked in the sense that, oh, no, things aren't as good in Florida as you think. Governor DeSantis is doing the wrong things, and we have to, you know, come in and put it right. And that's why the president said he was checking on whether or not he could override the governor of Florida and this kind of stuff. It's all part of that sort of narrative and stirring up, again, this idea of a, shall we say, some kind of rebellious governor against the president. This is ridiculous.
Well, be careful what you wish for. Now, when the CDC changed its guidance about masks and this summer, the casualty wasn't the CDC's credibility. It was the children that it's hurt. The biggest losers were the kids, the ones in kindergarten through grade 3, the little ones that shouldn't be wearing a mask at all, in my opinion.
Well, right. We know that kids, you know, shouldn't have to have their breathing restricted like that.
No, because it hurts early development and all that. I'm not going to get into that, but everybody knows what I'm talking about. They've heard all the arguments out there. The government's wrong on that one. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back. More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. PillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The White House issued new guidance to Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents Wednesday, instructing them to refrain from deporting immigrants who were the victims of a crime. In a statement, Acting ICE Director Ty Johnson said the move was made to encourage immigrants living illegally in the country to contact law enforcement to assist in criminal investigations. The policy change is part of a continuing policy from the Biden administration for the agency to prioritize who it arrests and deports. In February, agents were directed to focus efforts on arresting recent border crossers and those deemed threats to national security. And the FDA is close to approving a third dose of COVID vaccine for people who are immunocompromised. The agency said Wednesday that it was evaluating potential options on the issue along with the CDC. About 3% of Americans are immunocompromised and may have had lower immune responses after receiving the shot, leaving them still vulnerable to infection. The agency is expected to release its decision on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my...
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Mark, and many of his stations are along the network here. You play his show on Sunday, so Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast, you'll catch it Sunday night. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance, geico.com. It's spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. The car you drive, the truck you drive, they'll also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or even your RV. And you can bundle that with your homeowners, which is your house, or your renter's policy, or your condo policy. You can put that all together and get a tremendous savings at Geico. After all, what do you got to lose but money, right? A lot of these rates are trumped up, but a lot of these rates are trumped up, and of course, you can certainly save a bunch of money. Just another way to help out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, make no mistake about it, a Fox poll said 86% of the people polled are concerned and worried about inflation.
Well, I wonder about the balance of the people who evidently are not concerned about inflation. Maybe
it would only be 14% according to this, but still, what planet are they living on?
Well, right. Well, maybe the same planet where Joe Biden's living. Didn't he say recently or something, it's going to go back, it's going to be okay, or
yeah,
something like that.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, but again, it's like they really do believe that they can say these things, and it's just going to make the concern about things like inflation kind of go away, or they'll downplay it enough. But, Captain, this will go on and on. They're just ignoring it in that sense at best. But 86% of the people polled, Captain, have their eyes wide open on this, and they see the prices. They see the price of gas. They see the price of milk. They see the price of just about everything else under the sun that has gone up, and you can't hide that.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you that the cost of living supposedly has gone up 5.4%, but in what planet is that person living? Because all you got to do is take a look at some of the stable commodities like gasoline, milk, cheese, bread, butter, and most of that stuff has gone up anywhere from 40 to 50% or more.
Well, right. Well, just, you know, do this little experiment. You know, you used to go to the store and, let's just say you went to the store and spent $50. Well, try doing that today, and do you get anywhere near the same amount of stuff?
No.
That you would normally get? And that is such a stark, you know, contrast. And what happens, Captain, is people start making decisions now about their spending in other places. And consumer spending drives two-thirds of the U.S. economy. And once the consumer starts to get frightened about this, for good reason, that's when we'll start to see other things begin to tumble. Again,
yeah.
because people have to make real decisions about real money. They're not like Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrat Party elite who can just say, yeah, we'll just print another $3.5 trillion, you know, because it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
That just doesn't work like that.
Chucky boy Schumer, huh?
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, Democrats are renewing their push to enact their marquee voting bill, pledging to make it the first thing on the agenda when the Senate returns in the fall. Now, isn't that just Tucky?
Well, sure, of course. Of course. It's the For the People Act. You know, I got to tell you, I mean, eventually, I wonder if they go back into chambers and say, let's call it the For the People Act. That'll really, you know.
Well, they put these catchy names on it because they want you to think that it's something that can really help you. Instead,
well, sure,
it's something that's going to screw you, boo you, and tattoo you.
Exactly right. And I think they go back and I think they laugh about it,
yeah,
to be honest. And because it's not for the people, it's for the ruling, you know, the party class or something. It's just not the American way.
And, you know, the Democrats are talking about, well, you know, inflation's going to slow down and things are going to get better. And don't worry, because it's going to be so much better here in the fall. Well, the U.S. Consumer Price Index increased again in July, continuing its all-time record high movement. Now, according to them, it was up 5.4%, but I'm telling you, they don't include things like gasoline, bread, milk, butter in that.
Yeah, the stuff that makes people
groceries,
go.
Groceries, I might say. Groceries.
Yeah, it's the stuff that makes our daily lives go. And when those things really start to change, that's when people, again, start making different decisions. I wonder if a year from now, Captain, we'll be looking back and wondering, the Fed did nothing about this. They didn't want to make any changes or any of this kind of stuff. The question at that point will be, if they make any changes, would it be just too late?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Now, a U.S. federal judge ordered Donald Trump's accounting firm to turn over some of his business records to a House panel. Now, that's kind of a little bit strange.
Well, yes. This goes back to a subpoena that was first issued back in 2019 from the House Oversight Committee.
What year are they looking to get? Or is it years?
I think it could be years, but it does deal with Trump's hotel in Washington, D.C. Now, they also wanted to look at other disclosure forms that Trump had given the government that outlined his assets and liabilities, but the judge in this case allowed the documents for the Trump hotel, but said you don't get access to President Trump's personal papers. So that's a mixed bag for the former president here.
Now, there's an interesting poll that came out yesterday. Voters do not think most politicians keep their campaign promises, and less than a third believe that President Joe Biden is doing better than any other previous presidents in keeping his promises. As a matter of fact, an online survey from the Rasmussen Reports poll said that just 13% of likely U.S. voters believed that Joe Biden was keeping his campaign promises, while 69% said that he wasn't.
Well, exactly, because I hate to say, with Joe Biden, you just get a plain old garden variety politician kind of thing. But with President Trump, Captain, I think the same kind of polling would show, yeah, Trump said he was going to build a wall. He started building the wall. Yeah. Trump said he was going to bring jobs back. He brought the jobs back, and on it would go.
Do you know what else you get with Biden?
What's that?
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
And didn't he tell people to go out on the porch and fire it or something?
Yeah, go out on the porch and just fire a shotgun. Ma, you might just point that shotgun at that guy coming across your lawn and he'll run.
Yeah, I mean, and that was back before a lot of this stuff with Joe Biden kind of started, a lot of the issues. But back then we'd call it, oh, that's just Uncle Joe.
Now, you know who Megyn Kelly is, right?
Yes. Yeah, used to be on Fox News. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she went on her own, and I think she went with ABC, and I don't know where else she went.
Right.
I don't know if she's auditioning for CNN or not, but here's what she said. She said, Chris Cuomo has lost all credibility, and CNN could be the next one to fall from the graces of the American people to an all-time, well, their viewership is already low, but it could get any lower.
Well, I think the answer to that question is yes. I really do. I think it's becoming much more niche oriented. I think it's not the go-to place that it once was, you know, many years ago. I remember, Captain, just briefly, I remember when Headline News first premiered. I thought it was the greatest thing since crushed ice, because you had the 30-minute newscast every 30 minutes, and as a political junkie, you could sort of get your fix to see what was going on in the world any time of day or night. They've fallen a long way from there.
Yeah. Now, Cuomo's ex feels betrayed that he took credit for legalizing same-sex marriage. His ex-girlfriend says she's the one that told him about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll see what happens over the next, now, what is it, 12 days for Andrew Cuomo?
Well, it's just the 24th, so yeah. What's today, the 12th?
Yep.
Yep, 12 days.
Another 12 days of Andrew Cuomo, and where he lands, nobody knows.
And some good news for the people out there. Tens of thousands of viewers are loading up to watch Mike Lindell's cyber symposium. The 72-hour cyber symposium that goes on until the 14th. It just started today, and it's out there. Wait a minute, not the 14th. It's the 10th, 11th, and 12th, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so today's the last day. So get on over there to frankspeech.com or mypillow.com and watch it. It's very interesting, and we may get into that a little bit later with somebody different. But anyway, hold on, Kyle. Folks are coming right back with more. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Donna Fiducia, thank you very much for doing that. And this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends over at the Pilots and Flying J's. Make sure you stop in there. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, join, because not only will you get a free hot cup of coffee this time of the morning out there in the highways and byways, but you'll also get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food that you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store. Adds up real quick, and guess what? You'll be able to save you a boatload of money on things when you want to buy them. You'll have that reserve in there, and it's money that you can use to deduct off the purchase of whatever you're buying there. I know Catwoman and Road Dog live religiously by it at Christmas time, and they wind up with a lot of discounts and a lot of stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to play a song that was around many moons ago. There's several different versions of it. This is the version the Kinks had of Long Tall Sally, and listen to how much different this is than what the Beatles was. Here we go.
Gonna tell
and Kyle Warren in here. Kyle, I think that song's got to be 60 years old.
Yeah, at the very least.
Because it's the way they're dressed and the way the kids are in the stands that are watching what's going on there and all that stuff, it's got to be 60 years old. And like I say, the Beatles, when they did their version of it, it was totally different.
Well, exactly. You did have, I think, some of the screaming and so forth, but that was originally, I think, with Little Richard, you know, back in the 50s.
Oh, yeah, I could have played that. I could have played that one because that'll get you going. All right, well, here we go. Dangerous heat and humidity in the northwest, northeast, central portions of the continental United States have prompted excessive heat and warnings and heat advisories up through there, the middle part of the states. James chimed in from Clearwater and said that it's really going to be bone freaking hot in Cincinnati. Well, good for you. He'll be down by the river, I hope. But anyway, severe thunderstorms will impact the areas from the Midwest into the Great Lakes through Thursday and into Friday. Confidence is growing now that the tropical depression will be a tropical storm again, Fred, and it's going to bring lots of rain, some wind impacts to Florida by this weekend as it skirts up the Gulf Coast and heads up towards the panhandle of Florida. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, Captain, tonight we were looking at a flash flood warning down near Phoenix, Arizona. That looks like that's moving southward now down I-10, now just north of Tucson. So be careful if you're traveling in that area. Folks, it looks like Saturday may be the day for I-70 in the Glenwood Canyon area near Glenwood Springs to reopen for both directions of traffic. However, it's going to be open for traffic in both directions, but there may be some exceptions because the road has been damaged so heavily in different places, so they're going to have to deal with that somehow. But at the very least, they've moved all this debris. It looks like Saturday is the planned reopening for that, but we'll keep an eye on that. We'll let you know about it. We've got air quality alerts, of course, in Colorado. Maybe some rain on developing late Thursday into Friday might change that. Air quality alerts continue in Wyoming, mostly central and eastern Wyoming, but the excessive heat warnings also persist. State of Washington, we've got heat advisories down through Oregon as well, so be very careful. Just about the tip of Northern California has that excessive heat warning as well tonight.
All right, well, we've got a bunch of high heat warnings all across the Midwest, all the way over into Ohio, over into southwestern Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, on down through West Virginia, down through, down to Kentucky, half of Kentucky, western half of Kentucky, southern half of Ohio, all of Indiana, the lower half of Illinois, all of, all of Missouri, the eastern third of Kansas and Oklahoma, and the eastern portion of Texas, on down to I-20, across the northern part of Louisiana on I-20, over into Mississippi, over into Alabama, and then the entire East Coast tonight, from North Carolina, the eastern half of North Carolina, going right up I-95, all the way to Maine, okay, all the way to Maine. High heat advisories and some thunderstorms along the way, most of upstate New York, half of Pennsylvania, all of New Jersey, all of, all of Delaware, all of Maryland, part of Virginia, and then on up into New York and Long Island and Vermont and New Hampshire and the I-95 portion of Maine all the way up into Kittery and Presque Isle, all the way up towards the Nova Scotia line. You have got a bunch of heat. And then we got to tell you about, real quick here, got to tell you about Tropical Depression Fred, which has been downgraded to a depression. Won't be for long. It'll be a tropical storm again as it's out in the water now. It's made its big contact with land, and it's going to be skirting up the water coming up through the Straits of Florida as it starts to get stronger again today. This is going to be a big-time rainmaker. There will be some wind associated with it when it gets to Florida. It looks like the winds could be as much as 60 miles an hour. I'm not sure if it'll be any more than that, but there is a possibility, because it's going to be in the warm water, that something could happen to make it get even stronger. But, Kyle, that's what we got, and tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. Okay, now let's go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what. Unfortunately, I'm really torn, and I got to be honest about it, about the situation in Afghanistan. I can't, for the life of me, understand how we just dropped everything and just literally ran the hell out of Afghanistan. Granted, we were going to leave. I got no problem with that. But the way we left leaves a lot to be desired.
It's the shades of Saigon.
Well, it's worse than that, I think, because in Saigon, let's see, what was that, 1975, in Saigon, we actually tried to help the people get out at the last minute. We didn't do any of that here.
No, we really dragged our feet, too, of trying to get out to the interpreters and whatnot that were helping us out. But now they are, in fact, going after the women and the children. And,
yes, they are.
And all, it's awful. I mean, we created a humanitarian crisis, that we worked so hard to build and protect, you know, after all this air quote nation building that, the United States did. And it's really quite fascinating to me that we haven't heard anything from our so-called allies that,
correct,
you know, follow along with us. So, I don't have any real use for any of these other countries that were in the fight with us.
Yep.
Because they've been pretty, quiet on the whole thing.
Yep. And we talked about this a couple of days ago. The United Nations was literally out there saying, hey, can't you step up and help and give us a little something, support, so that we can get these people out or whatever the deal was. And the answer was stone-cold silence.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so it's
awful.
A shame. It's a shame. And people are dying. I mean, we know that. I'm hearing the reports.
Yes.
You're hearing it, too.
Yep.
Yes. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back right after the top of the hour news break with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Got plenty, plenty, plenty to talk about here. Boy, it's a busy news night again, and it might be even getting busier. We've had some storms in the Midwest tonight. We'll run that by you here a little bit. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.